Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, Sinn Féin TD Eoin Óibrín said today that he does not believe members of his party were lying when they posed as posters for a polling company called the IMRA, who went door to door to canvass the opinions of voters. Here is Eoin Óibrín on the News at 1 earlier.
I wouldn't describe it as lying to people on the doorsteps. They were out collecting polling data.
Eoin Óibrín was also asked by Brian Dobson about the polling in his own Dublin West constituency.
You had members of your own party in your own constituency in Dublin West in advance of the 2016 election out on doorsteps pretending to be pollsters.
They were collecting polling data. But can I also say, Brian, if I had the resources and employed a private company, they wouldn't have been declaring that they were being employed to do the poll on behalf of Sinn Féin. It would have also been anonymised.
And then on this programme, just a short while ago, Cormac was asking the Taoiseach, the Leo Varadkar, about Fine Gael's involvement in this type of practice.
Quite frankly, yes. This isn't something that we've done since 2016 or even before that. But certainly prior to that, we would have done something similar. Either volunteers or volunteers would have been asked to do surveys door to door, or students would have been paid to do it, and would have been done on a similar basis, anonymised for the purposes of polling. But like I say, that practice has been discontinued. Certainly.
When did it stop?
Certainly 2016, 2017. I was trying to check that out earlier, maybe as far back as 2014, but certainly certainly not in the last 5, 6, 7 years.
Well, we're joined now by Jennifer Kavanagh, who is a law lecturer in WIT and also author of Electoral Law in Ireland. And thanks, Jennifer, for joining us this evening. We might go back to what Eoin Óibrín said to Brian Dobson earlier today. He said, "I wouldn't describe it as lying to people on the doorsteps. They were collecting polling data." And of course, this all followed on from a story by Philip Ryan in the Irish Independent today about an internal Sinn Féin manual that instructed supporters on how to pose as researchers. Then we hear from Fine Gael that they were doing the same thing. As a political scientist, were they doing anything wrong?
Well, as an expert in law in elections, and I've also worked on some issues on GDPR, the core issue is that, yes, for politicians and for political parties making decisions, the more information they can get, the better. But from the perspective of the citizen who's being asked, that everyone thinks that, say, for example, GDPR started when GDPR came in, that there was nothing on data protection rights before that. There always was. I mean, we had the Data Protection Act of 1988. And say, for example, if you want to find out what they're going to do with the data, if you want to get a copy of your data back, if you're not being given the correct information of who the polling company is, who are the individuals who are gathering the data, you're actually being restricted from using your rights with the data that you have given. So if you're not getting the correct answers on who the people are, etc., you are not able to use your rights, which existed long before GDPR.
Well, for example, in terms of the people who would have done this for Sinn Féin, Eoin Óibrín said it would have been people who were using their real names and using their real photos on the identification they were carrying. It's just that the identification would have represented them as coming from a company that didn't exist. But the real people with their real names would have been there. Does that help at all?
It doesn't really, because if you want to ring and find out who the company is, you won't have any way of finding, of getting some sort of contact for that company. And that is the issue, because there's duties on nowadays and data controllers, data processors. And say, for example, if you're filling out a survey, you will always have a contact person of who to bring up any queries to later on. And if they were saying that students were going out and asking people information, that's not even something that undergraduates are allowed to do, because you need ethical approval for that kind of situation, because some information may bring up issues for people and they need to know who they can go and talk to. But if it's for a company that doesn't exist, or they're being opaque about who is collecting the data, what is the purpose of the data collection, there are significant, just even ethical issues surrounding that.
Okay, so there are ethical issues. Are there legal issues?
The legal issues would be that if somebody wanted to follow it up and get access to their personal information that they had given, they would not be able to pursue that right. And that's where the main issue would have been under the Data Protection Act of 1988. Now, under the GDPR regulations, as you've already said, that it's they say it's not happening now. There are even broader and stronger rights, but definitely under what was enforced at the time, there would have been issues of people want to enforce their rights against the people who are collecting the data, because the company that they were told they were giving data to didn't exist, so they would have no way of following through with that.
So in terms then of the actual practice, and as I said, we know that Fine Gael were doing it. We don't know the details of exactly how Fine Gael were involved in this. Did they have a company name as Sinn Féin did or not? But they were doing something similar in a similar way is what the Tánaiste said. Is there any excuse for it, Jennifer, in your view, for not identifying yourself? Because you could argue, well, one of the arguments that we heard from Ona Brin earlier was that Sinn Féin were doing it at a time that they couldn't really afford to use private polling companies. And another argument that I've seen proffered on social media today for not identifying yourself as coming from a particular party is that that could skew the data that you're trying to collect. If you say I'm from Sinn Féin or I'm from Fine Gael, it could skew the way the person responds to you.
That's possible because, I mean, people have biases that they may not even be aware of. And that's why it would actually be better if they used an actual polling company to do this, because they have industry standards, they are well used to having the checks and balances on how they are handling the data. But to say that, well, we were doing it and other people were doing it and it may turn out that other parties were doing it, we don't know. That excuse doesn't work for kids in secondary school who are being put on detention. You can't just say, well, my friend was also doing it, therefore I shouldn't be in trouble. So all our information, as I said, it's so important, not just to political parties, but to everyone else that wants to gather information on people. And information is the lifeblood of how society works at nowadays. So people just have to be so careful with their data when they're giving it out. Who is looking for it? What is the reason for seeking this information? You're entitled to those answers. And people just have to be very careful. It's always something that we have treasured very much in Irish society, especially in elections, because back in the day, ballot papers had counterfoils on them. If somebody had a lot of spare time on their hand, they could nearly have back-engineered to figure out who was voting for what. So that whole tactic was thrown out. So we've always been very careful about this, because not only do the political parties want that information, and that's how they figure out where they're going to poll and everything, but also us as citizens who are making the decisions politically at the end of the day as to who we're going to elect, we have to be aware of how our information could be used.
Mm. And on that, we saw also recently the controversy over databases and parties collecting information on how people are voting and whether they have voted and all of that. Is there a need, you think, for some reform when it comes to electoral law then in asking people their opinions on voting intentions and how that data is stored? Or is the legislation there to cover it? It's just maybe not being adhered to or wasn't being adhered to.
Well, our electoral regulations are in a period of flux. So there is the Electoral Reform Bill, which is going to look at issues such as micro-targeting of ads to individuals. It's that we do have certain exemptions for political activity with GDPR. We put it into our own domestic version of the legislation. But at the end of the day, it is something that will always have to be considered. It's not a case that once the Electoral Reform Bill becomes legislation, it's done. Because of the way that information is being used to target people, sometimes very, very opaquely, sometimes very clearly, that it is something that is going to have to be constantly monitored. And at least that is something that could be built into the Electoral Commission, which is part of the Electoral Reform Bill, to ensure that we are always at the cutting edge of this rather than trying to catch up when an issue does arise.
Just finally then, Jennifer, I know you're a very close observer of politics. Were you surprised when this story came out today and the news that's emerged since, that political parties were going around representing themselves as something other than members of political parties pretending to poll people for opinion poll companies?
The fact that political parties would be trying to do whatever they can within the bounds of legality or on the very borders of legality to target voters, I was not surprised with. But I was surprised that attempts had been made to create image and the idea of a company that didn't exactly exist. That's what did surprise me. But the fact that politicians want to know what's going on, what people are thinking, was not surprised with that at all.
All right, Jennifer Kavanagh, thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Dr. Jennifer Kavanagh, lecturer in law in the Waterford Institute of Technology.